Whenever you're ready.
Host. Whenever I'm ready. And 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous. As always,
episode three,
which is really episode 4 if you're paying attention, but you're probably not.
No.
As always, I'm your host, Famous Whitewater, and with me is Mike C. Always the Fresnan.
Oh, sure.
Always. Even though there's a... But from the Dorktown podcast.
From Dorktown.
Here we are, and various other...
podcasts.
Various other podcasts.
The Perfect Pour.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. New Craft Beer Podcast.
Craft Beer Podcast. Great. Do you have any idea when that's going to be coming up?
It's out now.
Nice.
These people are listening to it. It's out there.
Send me a link.
It might not be on iTunes or Stitcher yet.
But it will get
out there.
So there you go. Flowing with Famous, obviously, for those who are listening.
It's Flowing with Famous.
Yeah, Flowing with Famous. This is
the first
ultimate
podcast.
Fresno podcast. The original, the longest running.
Well, the longest running is debatable because there's like 2 years of nothingness.
Now, come on.
So I don't know if that so
true.
Counts.
And also, you know, the place where you can come to hear all about Fresno happenings.
Sure.
You know, so we definitely, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of covering Fresno culture.
Yeah.
You know, a certain segment of Fresno culture, let's say. The segment that we care about.
Yeah. Segment so we deem
worthy. Right. So let's talk a little bit. Let's see. Where do we want to start? Where do you want to start? You have a list of things that we
well,
want
right
to talk
now,
about.
The big things going on is the downtown ice rink.
Downtown ice rink, man.
All the controversy.
Yeah.
I knew I saw this coming,
too. Did you?
I saw it coming.
I had no idea. I didn't see it coming.
Producer Becky was telling me, too. She's like, I saw this coming. I was like, no, I saw it coming.
It was me.
I saw it coming. Because I do, here it is.
So right. Let's go ahead. Hold
go ahead,
on. Let's go ahead and break it down,
Josh,
for people. So the controversy is there's an ice rink that they set up downtown. It's going to be up until January. And it's really cool. It's like, you know, an ice rink downtown.
Yeah.
It's like Rockefeller Center on the Fulton Mall.
Right.
Okay, so controversy comes in when the Gateway Ice Center, which is an ice rink not downtown.
Nope.
I don't know. This is how it plays out in my mind, how it works is. Guy from Gateway Ice Center sees all the publicity that the downtown ice rink is getting and thinks, well, goddamn. Right? He gets mad, so then he says, I'm going to close down. Because you're taking away all my business.
Mm-hmm.
So you better whatever, you know. That's how it plays out in my mind.
So he's like, hey.
Right.
If you want me to close, then you're doing a good job of making
right,
me close.
Exactly. City needs to take it over or whatever it was that he said. Because this was a thing back in, 2008, I guess.
Right.
When Gateway Ice Center was going to close and everyone got up in arms and somehow they saved it.
And they were talking. There
whatever
was like,
happened.
And I think it was all, there was a little bit intertwined with the Donald Trump and Running
right.
Horse thing where he was, as part of the Running Horse, Donald Trump was going to take that over and build a hotel in downtown.
Right, that was going to happen.
And I think downtown ice rink was getting thrown around.
Yeah.
Around that time as well. I think it was intertwined with that, but I'm not sure. So, and that's when that came up. He was like, hey, well, if you're going to do that, then I'm
just going to close down. But he ended up staying open. And now here he is again saying like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. I exist, you know. And I guess, you know, there was some issue that the Downtown Fresno Partnership, who is putting on the downtown ice rink, had approached him about, you know, partnering up, probably some sort of advertising opportunity.
That was a little,
Which is kind of, that's kind of sketchy,
It was like, this is in Bill McEwen's column. You go on FresnoBee.com, look through Bill McEwen's columns. Or, you know, look at your old bee like I have.
Yeah, look at,
I have.
Pull
I have
your Fresno
bee.
Go
out of the recycling bin and pull it out. It looked like she was like, well, we were going to let him advertise if he wanted to advertise. It's like, wow, that's you're going to let him pay you.
Right.
That's nice of you.
I do think that, you know, I think he maybe has a legitimate point in saying, you know, that they should have maybe thought it through a little better, because I think there is some partnerships. I mean, here's a guy who runs an ice rink all year round.
Right.
So maybe
nobody really talks about it.
Right.
I,
but maybe you could have brought him in to like help you out with something, you know?
Right.
And used his, because I'm sure he has some kind of expertise in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have brought him in to help you build whatever. And it would have gone a long way to build some sort of, you know, community feeling between the two of you.
Right.
You know, between the two things.
They should not have like had him pay for advertising. They should have said, hey, we want you in on this, and you know.
It would have made sense.
We're not here to put a Fresno business out of business.
Right. But maybe they are.
And they're secretly wanting Gateway out of there.
I don't understand where he's going with that. I mean, I guess he's saying that people who...
This is the time of year where he makes his money.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is weird, because it seems like make money when it's 1,000 degrees outside.
I do go to a Gateway once or twice a year, and it's during the summer.
Right.
I don't think about it during winter outside of like, oh, it's you know, wintery
it's
and
cold outside. Like, what?
Yeah. And so, but so I go there, and I initially when I saw this was happening, I was that. The first thing that popped in my mind, I was like, oh shit, Gateway's going to get pissed.
Right.
and I know that they're not thinking about that. And I have like, in my heart, I have a little an affection towards Gateway because, for one, that area of Fresno is like a totally forgotten area of Fresno. Yeah. It is completely ignored.
And that
Gateway is the only thing in that whole area that brings in somebody outside of that neighborhood.
Sure, yeah.
Everything else in that whole area is just completely nothing to an out for who someone.
And where is it for people who don't know?
Of Clinton, just north of Clinton. It's like Clinton and Marks.
Yeah,
and it's just west of the 99.
Of the 99, right?
And so that's like the only destination out there.
And it's a really cool place if you haven't been there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good ice rink.
Yeah.
And I enjoy going there every once in a while, and it's a good
time.
It's
not outside.
No, it's inside. It's not. Yeah, it's not cool like being outside on the mall.
And I mean, I think that both there should be room for both. You know, like I think the idea of an ice rink downtown. And now, do you know? Because I had heard rumors. Did Clovis do a similar thing? Maybe last year, a couple years before, where they had an ice rink in their old town?
I don't think there's this thing where I was worried that they were going to do this, but it turns out they weren't. Where you can put down this kind of padding, where I've seen they do it at the Greek Festival,
mm-hmm.
where it kind of simulates ice skating. And it's not nearly as
cool,
good.
Right?
And I think that maybe they did something like that. I don't think they did a full-on ice rink.
But this is... The downtown ice rink is full-on. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a legit ice rink.
And apparently it's been doing really well. I've talked to several people.
I haven't been down yet.
Yeah. 20, you know, waiting in line to get... Yeah, they were... The other night, I was reading tweets. People were waiting in line. I've talked to several people who bought the holiday, you know, the pass.
Wow, which is good for fired up. Now I'm like, I don't want to wait in line.
Yeah, well,
I'm not going to go.
So
I'm going still.
So who knows? But you know, I think there is space for two, and I sort of feel like the guy from Gateway is sort of smart on this, because whether he's really mad or not, it doesn't matter, because now he's getting publicity that will take
and
him
like,
through.
It was interesting
the rest
that
of
Bill dropped in his column that the guy is a rich farmer. Like, very subtly, if you read that column, he basically said, this guy is a rich farmer, and essentially, the ice rink, the Gateway, is just... It just doesn't make money but doesn't lose the money.
Yeah.
And so he is, you have to give him respect that he is supporting an ice rink in Fresno, and it's the only, you know, functioning, you know, all year round ice rink in Fresno.
And it would be a shame to lose it. But,
and basically he's saying, you know what, I like doing this, I don't like it so much that I want to lose money off of it.
So he's
like, if I start losing money, I'm it's going to be a cold storage place.
Yeah.
And you're going to all suck it up.
And I kind of feel like, you know, and I understand that, because if I had a business doing whatever and suddenly, you know, someone else opened a business, the same business downtown, and everyone swarmed to it because it's like, oh my God, it's so cool. I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, wait a second.
Fresno swarms to new.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
Over here. Hey, look, hello.
Hi.
You know.
Assholes. I mean, hey.
So, yeah. In that similar vein, let's talk a little bit about Cart Hop.
Yeah.
So Cart Hop is, for those who don't know, it is a food truck event that happens every Thursday.
Yeah, Portland. We have on the food truck events,
we
too.
We do. We have five food trucks.
Yeah, suck that.
No. But so it's a food truck event that happens on the Fulton Mall, and there's some specifics to it. To be involved, there's some things that the food trucks have to do. For instance, they have to buy a certain percentage of their produce locally, and they have to recycle, you know, get their plates and different things have to be a certain percentage of recycled material, whatever. So there are some sort of like sustainable things that these guys are doing to be a part of this. Anyway, so Cart Hop happens Thursdays on the Fulton Mall. Recently, this week, in fact, I think, right, was the first week that
they went to River Park.
They went to River Park. Well, it's not River Park.
The office is north.
It's North Fresno.
Yeah, well, it's very close.
And
it's like on the other side of 41.
Knees and 41. It's in the Applebee's parking lot.
Yeah, over there.
And so, you know, my question is... Yeah, downtown.
Yeah. All those offices, buildings need to be downtown. North. They should have never been allowed over there.
Right. Well, so my question is, talking with some people, there was some, you know, I don't know if outcry is the right word, but is that cool? Is it cool that... Is that okay that we have this thing? And my initial reaction is yes. Like, go more places, you know?
Right.
It's a cool thing. Why shouldn't it be in North Fresno? Why shouldn't... Look, if the reason that North Fresno people are North Fresno people, one of the big reasons is... they don't know about cool stuff because cool stuff doesn't come to them. They don't leave, obviously. Right. But cool stuff isn't, there's no, it's not there.
No.
Take cool stuff to them. Then they see it's cool. Because I think there are people in North Fresno who would be into that kind of stuff. They see it here in the Applebee's parking lot. and then maybe...
Which is kind of appropriate. If you're going to do something cool in North Fresno, do it in an Applebee's parking lot. You think that was part of the planning? They're like, let's bring it to North Fresno. I don't think enough people are going to get it in North Fresno. What if we put it in the Applebee's parking lot? Yes, they will.
I got to give it to Applebee's for being like, yeah, you can have an Uber, whatever.
Shit. If somebody comes in and drinks.
We're fine. We're Applebee's.
We've got a bar in here. We're Applebee's.
Fuck you.
Nothing can stun us. You can't stop us. Bring all the fucking food trucks in Central Valley. You can't do anything.
We're Applebee's.
We're impenetrable. Unless we're in Fig Garden Village.
Right.
Then we suck. I don't think, but that Fig Garden Village Applebee's seemed like it did fine. I don't understand.
That was the original Applebee's in California, did you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why did that Applebee's close, Josh?
I believe it was because the lease was up, and I think Fig Garden Dunner's Village
is like, we're not an Applebee's. I think the kind of village.
Yeah, I think the village was pretty much trying to get rid of them, and so all right. I don't know if
sidebar.
I don't know if that's true, 100% true or not, but that's the feeling that I get from talking with various people. Anyway. Yeah. And if ever we want to do a podcast where we talk about how...
An all Applebee's podcast?
Well, all right.
Just an Applebee's podcast.
As more of a sidebar to the Applebee's, where this is going to be the longest podcast ever.
Who cares?
As a media person, sometimes the people from Applebee's send me stuff and say, hey, you want to come do a tasting because we have a new menu.
Applebee's tasting?
And so I went to Applebee's and I got a bunch of free food.
But it was good, too.
And I'll tell you, it was good. And I don't like Applebee's. Like, Applebee's is like the place, now it's Olive Garden. But for a while, it was like Applebee's, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't, like, if someone was like, hey, let's go to Applebee's. No, I can't.
I can't be seen there. Which I am a singer in a punk rock band. Don't you know? I could not be seen at Applebee's.
So they sent me this thing, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go because... Worst case scenario, I'll shit talk them. I'll just be like, it was terrible. Food was good. The new food was good. It was like they had a steak that was probably as good as any steak of a similar, like it wasn't as good as, you know, I went to an actual like.
Yeah, steakhouse, but still.
But it was good. And
family restaurant style, it was good.
The rest of the food, super good. And so, on a side note, Applebee's.
There you go.
All right, and also I heard that in Florida, Applebee's that's now like the club spot. They're open late.
No, yeah, of course in Florida. No Where joke. Else but Florida? They're like, open. People are going to Applebee's like, shit, It's like the Square Cal Fun Bar was in Black Angus before.
There you go. Anyway, so circling back to the idea of Cart Hop, North Fresno, I think it's a great idea, and I kind of salute.
You're
Cart
not worried
Hop
about
for,
the brick and mortar stuff.
No,
nobody's. Has there been any?
I do actually worry about the Fulton
spot,
Mall
though.
On the Fulton Mall, the brick and mortar restaurants on the Fulton Mall on Thursdays. I wonder if they get any.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. I remember when on at Fuse Fest and at the catacomb party when they had a food truck out there, and I remember there was a lot of people in that Mexican restaurant across from Fresno Brewing Company.
Yes,
uh-huh. There was a lot of people in there, so mm-hmm. I don't know if there really is some synergy spill off kind of action happening from that, or if that was just their normal night of business. But
well, I know that Maddie's Pizza, which is was a they had a mobile brick oven. They're actually in a brick and mortar now, so they've moved.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
From Cart Hop,
like
to a brick and mortar.
Yeah, you know, like a, you know, the thing,
our famous. Use some words, man.
Our famous food truck, Fresno's famous food truck,
Fresno La Elegante.
No.
Oh. Dusty Buns.
Thank you. God dang. I'm getting old. We're having Tioga Sequoia, so
yeah, well.
That's really interesting that they have a brick and mortar. And I wonder
what would happen if
a bunch, like all the other food trucks, just gathered outside of Fresno High one day.
Yeah.
I wonder if.
Well,
I'm
they
sure,
are. They're
I'm
having
sure
that
Dusty Buns would be like, that's
coming
cool.
up, and I'm not sure when it is. It might be this coming weekend, but they're having an art festival and food truck thing outside of Fresno High. So
okay,
man. Yeah.
Well, I know they're doing Car Hop at the ice rink,
and they're doing the Car Hop on Ice Week on Saturday. So
maybe they should do a Car Hop at Gateway Ice.
They
Center.
Should. Maybe they should.
Yeah.
I think the more of that kind of stuff that they can do, the better. I think getting the word out that there is this kind of thing is great, no matter where it is. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, but that I think that spot in North Fresno is fine because producer Becky used to work in, you know, one of those buildings over there, and she had, you know, problems. You
there's
know,
no
finding
food
somewhere
over there.
To eat,
right.
Like,
Applebee's.
Without getting in your car.
Right.
Like, she would have to get in her car to go eat somewhere.
Right.
So now, you know, all those people in those offices theoretically can walk. But although right. this is Fresno,
so who
even
knows?
If you can see it over there, right. you're like, well, I got to drive over there.
I got to, let me get in my car. And but, and that's the thing. So suddenly, you know, you're going to have people who go to, you know, Dusty Buns or you know, Benediction, whoever it is, and, you know, maybe they'll be so enamored with it that they'll think, you know, oh, when are, where are they again? And then they'll find out that they're at yeah. Manchester on Friday or at Cart Hop on
Thursday. Or it can just become
Thursday.
A all of Fresno knows about things.
Right, instead of just a
people
certain,
that are on the in the know
right.
thing.
There you go.
They should do one at... tailgate, Fresno State tailgate.
That would see, and
that?
That's the other thing. I really think that's what
they
should
would
do. That
bust would, ass yeah. at a Fresno State tailgate.
We should set that up.
No,
we know
that
people.
Sounds like work.
Well, no, but we can just pass
I
want
to just
the,
go to it.
We can just pass on the word.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
We know
we can
people.
Promote it.
Right.
Well, yeah, we can do
there
that.
There you go. All right.
I don't want to make calls and email people.
No, but I'll talk to the guy who talks to the guy.
Yeah. All right.
I'll go into Dusty Buns.
Plant a bug.
I'll be like, hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
What
why don't
you
do it at Fresno State tailgate?
This. Yeah. It's a good idea. So, moving down the list.
All right.
We hit two things already.
Boom.
Boom.
Road diet. New road diet happening.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
You know what it means.
I do know what that means.
Fruit. Fruit Avenue from, I think, basically from Herndon to Shaw is going to do it. They're going to do a road diet.
And they're going to have bike lanes.
Which is a bike lane, which is basically knocking down a lane, a car lane from each side
yeah.
and making it all just a single lane road with the middle turn and bike lanes on the side.
Let me tell you a story about biking. So I haven't been riding my bike as much. The other day, Saturday, I rode my bike for the first time across town from downtown over to kind of Fig Garden area. And it was the first time I'd ridden my bike in a whole long time. I was on my way home, and this guy, I'm on Shaw Avenue, I'm in the bike lane. I'm in the bike lane, and mm-hmm. I'm well ahead of this gentleman who's behind me in his mm-hmm. car. Honks his horn. Like, loudly. And then, like, 3 seconds later passes me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, what happened? Like, why did you feel the need to honk at me? Like, that I didn't know you were back there, yeah. even though, like, I am in a bike lane.
Like, you were going to back up into him or something?
Yeah, I don't understand, like, what his... He was like, maybe I'm going to hit you.
I might hit you. But hey, I honk. Like, if he hits you, if he tells the cop, I honked at the guy.
Well,
what his problem was?
Huh, that's what the cop would say too. Well, did you hear the honk? yeah. Well then.
Well, why didn't you just get out of the way?
Why didn't you get out? I mean, he was obviously telling
he
you
was he was a truck, and he wanted to go.
It was just so annoying. And so then we pulled up to the stoplight. And I was right next to him, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like looking, and he wouldn't even
look.
You
gave
him
a look. Oh, yeah. See, that's when
like,
you know
right.
you got him because he knows he's in the wrong.
Asshole.
He won't look over.
Don't honk. That's yeah. the one
honk.
Thing. That's the one thing. Like all the other stuff that, well, apparently people throw things at people on a bike. I've heard this. I've never had it happen.
Really? You haven't?
No.
I would think I haven't had that happen.
But no, somewhere. No one's, knock on wood, no one has thrown things at me. But this happened, and I was just annoyed. It was like, man.
Just remember, drivers, a bicyclist has the same
right.
to where that you do.
And also, generally, a guy on a bicycle, especially if they're riding in the bicycle lane, going the right way, blah, 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 probably has a better understanding of what's happening on the road than you do in your car.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I probably
You don't have any distractions
right.
going on.
No, no, no.
You're just sitting there looking at everything.
That I am very, like, I'm very vulnerable. So I know I have to be paying attention. So I know that you're back there.
Right.
You know? Like, right. you don't have to honk at me, because I know I can hear you coming.
Like, you know? It's probably a diesel truck, too. It's
anyway,
loud as
right. So there's a road diet on fruit, mm-hmm. and you live around
happen.
That area.
Yeah. It's going to affect
you. And what do you think?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried, because I might have some trouble getting out of my, because I live near a stoplight, so, and it gets backed up with the two lanes right now, so I think, I'm thinking it's going to get pretty backed up with the single lane,
just
but
a single lane.
It's worth it. I don't want, you know, I want the bike lane, and for myself, and then for people, you know, it's just better driving. People are just more chill when it's on those road diet lanes than, you know, when the double lanes, and I don't know. It's good. Overall support.
All right. There you
diet
go.
It up.
There you go. Here is a person who will
take,
be
take West
affected.
And Palm.
Yeah. People. Just don't drive down Fruit anymore.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. Fruit. All right. So road diets. Next. We're just checking off the list. This is a...
There's a thing on Facebook I hear you talking about.
So
something.
Fresno area. I think it's Fresno area music exchange. I think it's a Facebook group, and it's a bunch of musicians. And I had never been on it, but this AC/DC cover band that I'm in, the drummer likes to get on there and cause problems. You know, he likes to get on there and mess with people on there, whatever. And so it's been showing up in my feed lately. And the other day they had this really interesting sort of back and forth about local musicians and kind of asked. Well, the whole crux of the thing was that the guy who put up the initial post was essentially calling out local musicians, local bands, and saying, "Hey, look, you guys need to value what you do and put a value on it, a dollar amount, and not allow yourself to be screwed over by venues because." As if you devalue your own product, let's say, it that goes down the line, and so everyone is affected by that. So, you know, if you're a band that allows whatever venue to not pay you or pay you less than you think you're worth, in the end, it's affecting all Fresno musicians. That was sort of the crux, or at least how I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really interesting. And then, you know, there was some back and forth and, you know, how much money, do you think a band should get paid for blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I think the going rate for a band is $300. And I don't know what that's for. Like, I don't know if that's like, come and play all night, you know, blah, 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 $300. But $300. And
that's
then there was some,
number.
I thought
it's a big number.
I would love to get $300.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you ever gotten $300 as a band?
Yeah, when I was in high school and I was in a band and we played some shows for this summer camp up in Sequoia, they would pay us big money, like you know, maybe close to $800
something. Dang.
And we would go and we would play like the whole night, you know, and we would get to stay there and they'd give us food and whatever. It was a great gig, you know, but yeah, when was the last time that, you know?
Yeah.
So $300, that was like the number. And that's the number that like they think they can get. It's not the number that they would want, you know. They think they should, you know,
they think they should get
more depending on what they're doing. And I don't know one way or another, but and then the other part of it was they talked about having a musicians union in town, and apparently this was something that did exist at one point in time, and I know nothing about this, but apparently once upon a time they had a musicians union, and it sort of, you would pay some dues into the union, and then, you know, the union would make sure that only union people would be playing at these gigs, whatever these gigs were, you know, that were happening. So I don't know.
I'm a big union supporter, but that's a tough thing to do for a musician, so. For, you know, you're shutting yourself, possibility of shutting yourself off from a gig.
Well, and I just don't, and I don't under, I mean, I think that the guys who are in this group, this music exchange Facebook group, are a different sort of people than the musicians that I normally work with, you know, because the guys that I normally talk to and the kind of person that I am, it's like I'm doing this for, I have a job that I work so that I can do this other thing, know. And so for me, it's more of an artistic thing than a money making thing. You know, so I don't care. Pay me, don't pay me. You know, especially if I'm playing a show in town and I have to drive 2 miles to set up and like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm having as good of a time as anyone else.
If you can just drink, then hey.
And I mean, I do see their point, you know. And one of the points they were making is, you know, that the venues, the way that the venues are treating bands, you know. And so a venue is bringing a band in. And essentially the idea is that, you know, the venue is hiring you to perform for their crowd, you know. And so someone on the you know, the back and forth, the post, you know, so they made this post sort of drawing a comparison to, it would be like if a restaurant hired a chef and then expected the chef to bring in his own people to eat his meal,
right,
you know,
right.
Like that would never happen. But for some reason, that's what they expect with a band.
Yeah,
it's like,
they expect you to bring in your people,
right,
so they spend money drinking,
right.
So I make money from your fans.
Right. And I kind of, I understand all that. But at the same time, it's kind of like, well, yeah, but, you know, if I know right now that if I ever threatened to charge $300 I would never play again. Like, I would just, I would never.
It just depends on who you are. And I think there's a lot of musicians out there that don't really read themselves real well.
Yeah.
And if you're just like sort of a mediocre cover band, I don't really know that you deserve $300.
Right.
And if you're Patrick Contreras, you probably deserve $300 because you're going to pack Audis or whatever because you're Patrick Contreras.
And what I, you know, I kind of have a thing about this as well, because it's like, it's the difference between a cover band and original music. And the sad part about it is the cover bands are going to be making more money. They're also going to be making a bigger draw.
Yeah.
Right. And these are also the guys who are complaining about not making enough money. When it's like, yeah, but a guy who's making original music is really the guy who's getting screwed, because, you know, no one wants to go see original music.
Yeah.
You know, AC/DC cover band can draw 700 people at Epcot Winery.
Yeah.
My band's going to have 50 people, excuse me, at Club Fred. You know, I don't think that band's any better. I mean, you know, they're playing AC/DC songs, so.
Like, to me, it's like, who's more of the musician there?
Right.
And, I mean, it's always going to be original music to me, but. And
I think that's just a whole other part of it that wasn't even really mentioned in this like back and forth post. But I thought it was really interesting. I thought the idea of a union was really interesting, and I would throw it to you as like someone who, you know, works with bands for the Fresno Urban Sound Experience and booking bands. What do you think a union would do in terms of getting bands to play events like that?
It would just depend on how much they're wanting, you know, how much you're going to assume. If it's a union, they expect this amount of money, right, this amount of money or whatever. And it would just depend on that amount. if that amount's like crazy, if that's $300,
$300,
we can't do it, because right, you're talking about 40 bands, $300. Yeah. It's not going to work.
And so what do? We get scabs?
Yes, I don't know. I mean, I'm a union guy, so I'm very anti-scab,
yeah.
So it would be, it's a tough thing.
Yeah, right. And,
I think it's just.
At the same time, I do agree that I think that a lot of venues, you know, don't understand the value of bands, or don't think treat bands.
There's just a lot of things on both sides I'm seeing, because there is venues that don't treat the bands well enough, don't value the bands well enough, don't realize that, like, you know, you're packing a place on a Friday and Saturday night because you have bands playing, not because people are just here at your bar.
Right.
But at the same time, then also, there are bands, a lot of bands out there that just don't promote themselves and don't have a following. Don't have, you you can book a full night of bands and you have about five people there that are there to see a band. And well, just, or that
you
happens.
Can, you can be a band from out of town who should have people there and have four people show up.
Four people
and
show
that
up.
To me is the sad thing. It's like, you know, when
so like what's a band, what's an owner to do when like you can't pay somebody $300 when five people show up to see that band.
Right.
It's like, I mean, there's just things on both sides that make it a tough, tough issue.
Anyway, I thought it was a interesting kind of thing, and if people want to go see, I think it's on Facebook. It's the Fresno Area Musicians.
If I find it, I'll put it in the show links.
Yeah,
I'm Fresno,
you know,
famous,
and there's a lot of people, a lot of people there, a lot of good musicians there going, and you know, I sort of feel like also. It's a lot of musicians that have been in the business for a long time, and you know, things are different than they were.
Yeah,
you know, once upon a time you could play at Black Angus every weekend and make however much money, and really, you know, and that's not the way that it works anymore. And I think trying to figure that out is one of the things that they're having to deal with. So,
I mean, there is. I mean, and then there's like a thing. Well, you could say, all right, we're gonna. We'll get a share that we'll just do a share of your bar, and that way, you know, you don't lose money, and we'll make money if you make money. But then you gotta trust. How do you trust the owner to like? Well, it looks like we made about $300 at the bar. Like bullshit! I saw about 100 people drinking all night.
Right,
made $300.
We made $50. So here's your $25.
It's just like, what do you do?
It's a difficult thing, but you know. I also feel like I feel bad because it's, you know, I understand that I should be more, I should have more of a value on my band in terms of monetary wise. And if I play a show for free, it allows the venues to think that they can get other bands to play for free. But at the same time, like, I don't mind playing for free, you know, like, I don't need the money, like, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to apologize for like if someone asks me to come play a show and I say yes and I don't get paid.
Yeah.
For enjoying myself and that kind of thing.
So, yeah.
There you go.
It's a tough, tough thing.
Yeah. And as someone who, you know, on the other side, as someone who books an event, you know, I know that that's the biggest thing for the Fresno Urban Sound Experience is making sure, like, the bands need to get money.
Yeah.
You know?
We want them. Trust me. I want them to be paid as much money as possible. And that's what we do at the Fuse Fest. And, but it's just the reality.
Right.
It seems there's about 500 people in Fresno that like local origin music.
Right. And everyone else gives us this one.
So we appreciate that about 500. There's about 500 Fresnans that like local original music.
Yeah.
And then that's our limit.
That's probably the limit for anything. Although, you know, then, you know, if you're tribute band, you can get
thousands
of people showing
like tribute bands.
All right. What else do we have on the
People's Choice Awards?
Oh, let's talk about the People's Choice Awards.
Is there any way somebody can vote for Flowing with Famous in the People's Choice Awards, Josh? Is there any way that can
I don't
be done?
Think there's a podcasting
Nope, there's no podcasting
category.
Come on, dude. You have influences over this awards.
There could be a hidden gem category.
Okay.
Something like that.
There's a hidden gem category.
There you go.
Is that a write-in kind of situation?
I believe it is. Flowing with famous.
Or Dorktown.
Or Dorktown.
But flowing with famous,
yeah,
since
I
we're
think,
here.
I mean, Dorktown really is probably the more hidden.
It's even more hidden. It's the really hidden. Flowing with famous is like a gem that can be seen
right,
somewhere.
But the hidden is
Dorktown.
So people's choice, have you voted yet? So voting.
No, I just noticed today that it's open. Or is it today that's open?
I think so.
It's open now.
It probably opened this weekend and or last weekend.
I'll vote. I'm in. I vote every year.
Yeah.
And Tony DiDiotto doesn't win for radio personality. It's always Ray Appleton.
Right. But how can he win? Is it? He's still on. Is he still?
Yeah, he's still on. Right. He's on. Right. He's like the lone thing that stayed.
He's the
of
one.
Of all the stuff that was on Kino.
Right.
Tony Diodato's sports line is still the one that went to switch over to the
ESPN.
Well,
that's what I'm going to vote for then.
Sure you are.
No, I never vote for Ray.
Oh, well, no. I don't vote for Ray either, but
I voted for
wins.
Bubba when Bubba was around.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
I believe I voted.
Thank you for voting for Bubba.
Bubba just showed up.
God bless you, Josh.
I voted for
console.
I voted for Bill McEwen when Bill McEwen E-Mac. Was on. I bet Mike also get a bunch of votes this year.
How about can he? Because he's a B personality. Can he vote and be?
I believe he can.
People's choice.
I don't know.
You tell me, Josh.
We'll find out. I don't know. I really don't know. We'll find out. But I would assume that he would get some votes.
Yeah.
So
he's got the osmosis going in the column.
Yeah. So I think that's good.
And the beehive.
Yeah, so People's Choice, and that's, I guess you can go to, what, FreshoB.com and
don't ask me.
Check
what
that
you,
out.
Where do you go?
Where you go?
I know, Fresno B guy, where do you go?
I don't know anything about that. Yeah, FresnoB.com.
Check out Josh's car column in the B once a month.
Yeah, every
you
once.
You get to drive around in the car for free for a day or something.
Pretty nice. If you can, it's a good job if you can get it.
What was the last car you
the Dodge
did?
Dart.
Dodge Dart. Yeah. Is that pretty cool? I think you gave that a nice.
Yeah, it's a great. Up. I mean, it's nice. It's the compact. You know, lots of power. It has a turbo, and it didn't like throw me back in my seat. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
It wasn't quite there, but it was still, it had some get up and go. It's a really awesome looking car. I could never own it because like I just wouldn't keep it clean.
It's too cool looking for you.
It would get dirty instantly and then I would feel bad because I'd be like, oh man, I have this
I
brand new
car
nice car and I treat it like shit. It. So I could not have it, but yeah, it's a good car. It's a good car. For anyone, and this probably won't be posted until after this, but the auto show is this weekend.
Oh,
Central California
that,
auto
that's
show.
That's usually pretty big.
And
is that at the
it's
Sound
at the
Arena
convention,
or at the fairgrounds?
Convention center.
Convention center.
So yeah,
okay.
And free this year.
Oh,
so there should be a lot of people. I'm going to go out on Friday and check that out. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
that's it, man.
I think
plug it up.
I think we got pretty. We did.
Fresnoed it
we
up.
Hit some,
flowing,
we hit
flew,
some good
we
stuff
flowed.
Here today. Yeah, we flowed well.
So let's plug it up.
Do you want to get to the plug?
Reed, it's time for the plugs, Reed.
It's time for the plug. Is there music he plays?
I don't think there isn't any music Reed has
we
for
should,
the plugs.
I
Maybe
Reed,
there is.
I get some music listen, for the
let's
plugs.
Listen. Let's listen.
So, let's see. I will plug my band. Two of my bands are playing on the 23rd of November, the day after Thanksgiving at Audis Olympic. Big Balls, the world's best AC/DC tribute band.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. And It'll Grow Back is playing, and that's at Audis.
Dual
day.
Shows.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to handle
Keep
it.
Keep hydrated.
And also the band Lung Butter, which is Tomas from Gypsy Cab. And I think Victor from Sparklejet might be playing in that band. And, it's like an all-star band, and they do covers, you know, mostly. it's a cover band.
Well, they should probably get the most money.
They probably will. It'll be like the AC/DC tribute, the cover band, and then it will be less.
Go back.
The
punk
original
kids get paid
punk
nothing.
Kids get nothing. They get a kick
you
in the butt.
You get one beer.
Get
token.
Out of
you
here.
Get a beer token.
Probably.
Do you usually get a beer token when you play at Audie's?
Audie's has been, the last few times we played, we've been getting drink tickets.
Drink tickets?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, past
are you getting actual physical bucks. Tickets and you
yeah, tickets, them? Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, Pabst is $2. Come on, I can't pay $2.
Audie's has cheap beer.
You know?
I give it up for that.
That's happening.
Well, can't you use your drink ticket on any beer?
Yes, you can.
Well, then you gotta go, you know.
Right, no, I understand. But what I'm saying is...
Right, I know, okay.
I'm not gonna
get
be a
what you're saying.
Bastard. But I mean... I can pay $2 to get a hands in a can.
With your ticket, you're making sure you're getting a good beer, right?
Right, sure, right. I'll get the Lagunitas.
Speaking of plugs and good beer, make sure to listen to the Perfect Pour podcast. Do with Nick, who's the drummer from Trumpet Solo.
Yeah.
And we just started Namatalapatalo. It's a brand new podcast.
That's
going
to be great.
So we'll see. We'll try to promote
craft
Valley.
Beer is a growing thing here in the Central Valley, and I think more people need to know about it, so I think that's great.
Yeah.
Cool. And where can people find out about that?
It's theperfectpour.podbean.com.
You just said
for
some
the perfect
stuff
pour.
I didn't. Okay, perfect pour. Google it.
Google the Perfect Pour podcast.
Awesome. Cool. Well, that's Flowing with Famous People. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
You listened to the whole thing.
You did it.
You should be.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You get a podcast clap.
Pat on the back for you. Listening to the whole thing.
Good job, sir, man.
Thanks for joining us here again.
You are sexy.
Yeah.
I just want the person to know that they're sexy and they're walking around their day.
Right.
They're like, I am sexy. He's right. The guy in just took my earbuds.
The podcast guy.
He said, hey,
that's what
sexy.
He's talking about.
And they just held their head up a little higher.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. We got nothing else. Hopefully Reed puts this thing together and makes it sound
slap it up.
Sounds so great. All right. Have a good day.
Or evening.
Oh, whatever. Best podcast ever.